This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked the somber milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In fact, that figure is now more than 501,000. It's a little more than a quarter of that in the United States. We're also seeing more than 10.1 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.5 million in the U.S. The milestones come as many hard-hit countries ease their lockdown measures while making extensive alterations to the ways people plan to live and work. North America, Latin America, and Europe each account for around 25% of the cases, while Asia and the Middle East have around 11% and 9% respectively. That's according to a Reuters tally, which uses government reports. Just two countries account for over a third of all new cases over the past week. That's India and Brazil. They're both battling outbreaks of over 10,000 cases each day. Brazil has the third highest number of cases globally, and some researchers say the death toll in Latin America alone could rise over 380,000 by October. Some countries are also experiencing a resurgence in infections, leading authorities to partially reinstate lockdown measures and what experts say could be a recurring pattern in the coming months and into 2021. That's true in the United States, where several states at the center of a new surge of infections have taken steps back from efforts to ease restrictions on businesses. Countries including China, New Zealand, and Australia have seen new outbreaks in the past month. That is despite largely quashing local transmissions. Again, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 globally is now 500,000. It is about